Exercise 28B, page 15.
Now, most of us have heard of Esperanto and know that it is a planned language that was intended to be used between people from differing language backgrounds. Speaking for myself, that is really all I know about it. Here to shed some more light on the subject is Stan Riggs, a leading expert on Esperanto. Stan, why don't you begin by telling us who was behind this fascinating linguistic phenomenon?
That sounds like as good a place to start as any. Well, Esperanto was developed over a two-year period, sometime between 1877 and 1885, by a Polish doctor called L.L. Zamenhof. Now, Zamenhof grew up in a multilingual society, and he was convinced that a common language would be necessary to put an end to many of the problems that lead to international rivalry and conflict. He rejected the major languages of his day because they were difficult to learn and would give their native speakers an advantage over non-native speakers. He also rejected the two dead languages he was familiar with, Latin and Greek, because they were even more complicated and unwieldy than the major modern languages. Amazingly, he began work on his planned language when he was only a junior in high school, but he eventually published the first textbook on Esperanto in 1887, when he was newly married and just starting out as a doctor.
Obviously a very bright lad. Do we know where the actual name Esperanto came from?
Indeed we do. The word, which in Esperanto means a person who is hoping, was adopted as a pseudonym by Zamenhof for his first book. It was gradually adopted in popular parlance as being the name of the language itself.
Very apt. Aside from Esperanto, are there any other so-called constructed languages?
Believe it or not, there are at least 1,000 of them. The most successful of these is probably Bahasa Indonesian, which was developed by a Dutch linguist in the 1920s and is still spoken today by around 80 million people in the Republic of Indonesia. Two of the better-known constructed languages in this country are J.R. Tolkien's Elvish tongues from The Lord of the Rings and Klingon, used as background material in the more recent Star Trek movies and the television series Star Trek: The Next Generation. But of the various planned languages which have been developed over the years for international use, the best known would have to be Esperanto.
In your opinion, is Esperanto superior to other planned languages or other languages in general?
Well, linguistically speaking, Esperanto is neither superior nor inferior to any unplanned language. Whether it's superior or inferior to other planned languages is open to debate. Speaking from personal experience, for an English speaker, Esperanto is perhaps 5 times as easy to learn as Spanish, 10 times as easy as Russian, and considerably easier than Chinese.
If it's that easy to learn, maybe I'll start taking lessons.
You should give it a try.
We're going to take a short break now, and afterwards there will be...